Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 190, the 190th edition here at the Caffeination Podcast. Every time I increment that number by one, it seems more and more amazing to me that we're actually up this high. I swear to God, the last episode I produced must have been episode 30 or something like that. Time just keeps flying. I guess once you get past a certain number of episodes, it's not that they don't count or anything, it's more along the lines of... There's not that barrier to entry anymore. So we'd just like to thank everybody, all the new and returning listeners that we have for today's show. This is the first time you listen to this show, this is, of course, the Caffeination Podcast, found over at www.caffeination.com. That's CAFFINATION.com. Hopefully you can head on over there, check out some of the articles, links, and other stuff that we have posted up over there. So enjoy that. And if you are a returning listener, a repeat offender, as the case may be, then thank you very much for continuing to give us time on your earlobes. Thank you very much for all of the support and comments and feedback everybody's been giving us over the past 2 years almost. So we got a lot of cool stuff up ahead for everybody today. We have any and all of the following little bits of information. Okay, what just happened here? Oh, man. Oh, man. We have information on beer, Christmas cards, the coffee bike, Coffee Day Redux, Firefox, IOTA PromoNet, PodSafe Music, Transistors, and Tree Day. Yeah, I know, it's a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Like I said on the last episode, Tree Day was actually put off a week this year. That's where everybody in my wife's family all gets together, and then they go out en masse, grab their Christmas tree, head out for a dinner that can't be beat, and then head home and deliver all the different trees. This year was slightly different. We did it later in the month than we are usually wont to do, so... It turned out just as good, turned out just fine. We got an absolutely gorgeous Christmas tree. It's a blue spruce, no pricklies, no itchies. The needles are nice and soft. Unfortunately, the guy at the yard kind of butchered it just a little bit. I'm actually putting together a little video to introduce people to Tree Day, so hopefully you'll find that interesting. I've had some requests to do it, so this year we gave it a shot, see if it turns out. Let's see what else we got. Yeah, we did want to talk to you a little bit about the sponsor for today's show. If you're looking for a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, your solution is quite simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer screen shows up on all of their monitors. It's like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. Plus, you're not charged a permanent fee like some of the other providers that are out there. You can meet with anyone, anywhere, anytime, without ever having to leave your office. You'll not only end up saving time, but all a serious amount of money as well. See for yourself. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting. Try GoToMeeting free today. We used GoToMeeting in the recent Tech Podcast Roundtable, so if you still haven't had a chance to head on over there, head on over to techpodcasts.com, and you can actually check out the Christmas special. It should be nice and fun. We actually did it on the 8th of December, so you can find out what all the geeks who are around you might have liked for Christmas, and you know, there's still a couple shopping days left before Christmas. We do have a fantastic amount of PodSafe music. We are continuing the two for the holidays, two hand-picked, hand-plucked selections from the different PodSafe music networks that we are aligned with. We actually have two from different PodSafe music networks. Why is that? Well, because I couldn't find a really good Christmas tree themed song, and it just didn't seem right to have a Tree Day episode not have a song about Christmas trees. So the first little selection that we have up here is I don't even know. The first selection is not that one. Why did I even talk about it? So the first selection we have up here is actually from the original PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. The one later on is going to be from IOTA PromoNet. It's still just as good of a place to go over and find good PodSafe music for use in your podcast if you happen to be looking around. But the first song we have up here is actually from a band called The Dwarves. I think we might have played it last year in one of our Christmas episodes, but I just got to tell you, it's a real fun, real rocking song, so I hope you enjoy it. This is called Drinking Up Christmas. You'll see why we picked this one as soon as we start getting into the tech edition stuff here. But again, this is The Dwarves with Drinking Up Christmas from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Please let me know what you think.
We went out to a Christmas party, had a fifth of cold Bacardi. Claus in red with an aching head. But he was very merry. In fact, he was kind of scary. Oh, hell was all he said. He took a drink and then another two. He did the same. I seen him turning blue. And in a way, he took the chimney out the blue. Screaming like a drunken Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm drinking up Christmas. Cause I got no job, I'm a lazy slob. I'm drinking up Christmas. Tell daddy and mom that I came to rob them. A holiday hero. Yeah, but I'm a zero with you, Pachiro. I'm drinking up Christmas tonight. Alright. He's making a list and checking for the kids that he feels like wrecking. He stumbles through the night, all pink and white. And he was just get going. But then when the boots stopped blowing, challenged Frosty to a fight. He said, come on, I got a gift for you, so bring it on. I need your black and blue, a little song. I think it's Santa Claus is through. And he got a nose as red as you know who.
Again, that was the Dwarves from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com with I'm Drinking Up Christmas. Like I said, it's kind of a little punk vibe to it, a little hard rocking Christmas song there. We're back to doing the Caffeination podcast here in the original order. We're just trying to switch things up, see which works better for each individual episode. So I wanted to give you a little bit of information about the other stuff that we're talking about today. First of all, if you head on over to caffeination.com or if you got the show notes, that's actually a picture of my wife, myself, and our little kid when we went on a recent trip to Longwood Gardens. It's actually an arboretum in the area where we live in the Philadelphia metropolitan area. They have a gorgeous Christmas lights display every year. It's been kind of a tradition that my wife and I have done since before she was my fiance. It's actually where I asked her to marry me. So every year we go and we try and take a picture in the general area where I asked her to marry me. That it's not the picture that we used this year. We actually kind of we just didn't do it. My brain's fried. It's been a long weekend and it's past midnight. It's breaking on into Monday here, and I don't know why it took me so long to get everything done, but you know, still going to give you the same good Caffeination. I mean, hey, we're 10 away from 200. But they have a great, awesome indoor installation of poinsettias and tulips and other things every year. So we took the pictures in front of, I think those are actually irises and poinsettias in the picture. And Paul looked really thrilled when we actually took the picture. So I thought it was funny. I thought I'd pass it along to everybody else out there. We have a great amount of information for you today. We culled it down to only the best. Not that we ever give you less than the best, but I do think that we kind of limited the amount of stuff in today's episode because this was a really slow news week. I know next week's also going to be a slow news week, so I'm trying to find some of the more oddball, off-the-wall stuff. But first up, just a little bit of information that you may not know. We're bringing back a section called Tidit, This Day in Tech. It's happy birthday to the transistor. Found this one at lifeaftercoffee.com. I also saw it at gizmodo/. Engadget, and 16 billion other places. Apparently, 60 years ago, on the 16th of December, that would be 1947 for those of you keeping count. Three gentlemen by the names. Wait a second, I had it in Bell Laboratories and New Jersey, USA. Of course, I don't have their names right here, and I feel incredibly stupid for even starting that sentence, but still, three people came up with the first solid-state transistor. There is absolutely no moving parts in this thing. It was the breakthrough of breakthroughs in the realm of computing. Currently, if you're listening to this, if you're reading this, you're probably using around thousands, if not millions of transistors just in that simple action. There's transistors in flashlights. There's transistors in your car. There's transistors in pretty much everything now. So, I mean, these are the original ones. If you actually follow the link, this massive solid-state piece of something or other is actually, like, now smaller than the head of a pin. So it's kind of cool. It's a completely binary operation. The gate is either open or closed. I don't even really know how they work. I know in general principle, but you'd think that the first transistor would just look a little bit neater. This actually kind of looks like something that you pulled out of like an oily little wreck. It's kind of slippery, kind of nasty looking, and has like stuff bent at odd angles for no apparent reason. I'm not really an electronics geek to that level, but I kind of hope that the transistors, even in their minute form, are just a little bit cleaner than this thing, because it really doesn't seem to flow very well, you know? All right, well, moving right along here, another little fun piece of news that I found out there. Apparently, if you live in my home state of Pennsylvania, specifically in Newville, Pennsylvania, and you go to Big Spring High School, you might want to watch out which internet browser you use. This is a widely circulated memo from basically the middle of the state here. Apparently, a high school sophomore had a difference of opinion with his teacher. He was decided to use Firefox to complete an online assignment. The teacher said that he should close Firefox.exe and get back to doing real work. He tried to tell her that yes, he was doing real work, it was just an alternate browser. She then responded by giving him detention. Now, this is an unnamed student, so it hasn't really been released, but this kid could seriously cash in on this. I mean, open source community would really get behind this kid and, you know, help him erase that off his permanent record, which is also important in those young years, the rather formative years of life, you know. But still, I hope this kind of crap doesn't keep him from getting into a college, because I know some people look at disciplinary records and everything. It's just ridiculous. I mean, seriously, if you have a teacher who's teaching in a class who understands that, you know, understands technology to the degree where they're doing things online, where they're sitting in a computer and doing something, they should understand that Firefox is just another browser. And unless they're being asked to take a test on Internet Explorer, I really don't think that there should have been a problem there. I mean, maybe, just from the tone of the scanned letter, it doesn't look like they understood what Firefox was. So, come on, that's what these continuing education credits are for. Use it to read a blog or two. Come on. All right, moving right along here, we have Lucasfilm Christmas cards. I didn't know they sent them out either, but if you are on the Christmas card list for Lucasfilms, you get one-of-a-kind collector's item Christmas cards every year. This year, apparently, it was a choir of stormtroopers that popped up when you opened up the card. They have a couple little pictures of previous ones. The one that I like the most is a picture of Santa's sleigh with a license plate that says Yoda on it. There's a reindeer, and then Yoda is actually dressed up as Santa Claus climbing over looking into one of the toy sacks. They have kind of a childish little picture of what appears to be Ewoks building a snowman. Then there's the band from one of the bars. I can't remember. Like I said, my brain is fried. I think it's from Tatooine. But yeah, they're sitting there in a little snow globe, and it says Happy Holidays. So it's kind of cool. Hopefully you head on over there and check them out. And hey, if anybody's actually on that Christmas card list, please send us pictures of the stuff that you got. It just seems kind of neat. I guess it's a special little thank you from the studio for special people. All right, now the next little thing we have up here is kind of a continuation of something that I found on the Tech Podcast Network roundtable. I had actually discussed about it and said, you know, we actually do have, one of the people said that, you know, they would like to see in action one of the LED faucets. Now, we have one here. It doesn't work too well anymore, I guess, because after the year and a half of use, somehow the lead in between, like the water passes right through it, and as water passes through it, it lights up. We don't have the color-changing one. They do have ones that change color. It used to be just red or blue, depending on how hot or cold it was. Well, now they have a shower head that's all LED lit up. If the water temperature is greater than 32 degrees Celsius, it's white. If it's between 33 degrees, if the water temperature is less than 32, if the temperature is in between 33 and 41 degrees Celsius, then it is blue. If it's between 42 and 45, it's purple. And if it's between, or if it's greater than 45 degrees Celsius, then it is hot red. I just think that's awesome. I think that's a great use of the technology. And I know some people, like specifically on the roundtable, Todd Cochran from the Geek News Central, was saying that he has a solar hot water heater, and sometimes, especially during like a really hot day, that thing can fry your skin right off. So it would be definitely a safety thing. Also, it'd be kind of cool to have, like for baths and stuff like that, especially since we're bathing the little tyke a lot, like you're supposed to. But every once in a while, the water temperature is not exactly what you'd like it to be, and if it's going to change from one thing to the other because somebody else in the house flushed somewhere, it might be nice to have a little bit of indication, that it's happening. So it's not necessary, but it's still kind of interesting to play with and see. So I decided to pass it along to you. Let's see what else we got here. All right, the next little thing up here is going to make a lot of people happy and a couple people a little upset. I'm not upset here because I got what I wanted, you know what I mean? But for all of those of you out there who are looking for the Nintendo Wii, Nintendo has just announced a new program called the IOU program. Apparently, if you go to your local GameStop, you can drop $250, and sometime before the end of January, you're going to get one. That's awesome. That's great. It completely undercuts those scumbags, those nasty little insert profanity here's on eBay that are like gouging customers. I mean, I'm not talking about somebody who, got an extra one, his sister or somebody like that didn't want it and he's selling it, at or close to face value, and if the auction takes it higher, all right. I'm talking about the people who specifically go out, get the Wii just to sell it on eBay. You are the reason that there's shortages. If you weren't doing this, the same thing with tickets. If you people weren't doing this, then it would be a lot easier for the people who actually wanted them to get them. So it's just irritating, and it seems to add a whole nother layer in there. So Nintendo and I think GameStop are in a unique partnership here, trying to cut out the middleman completely. Cut out all those people. Cut out all the unnecessary profiting off of Nintendo's sweat and tears here. And they're also trying to cut out those long lines in the morning. So it's kind of cool. Just plop down your $250 and by the end of January. Unfortunately, for those of you who are still Santa-ing out there, then you definitely really need to take into account that Santa does actually need to bring something instead of just the IOU slip on Christmas morning. So if Santa's having a hard time getting one, then you still might be eBaying it. But I hope if we have anybody who's listening out there who actually is rocking the eBay connection and living off the land, as the case may be there, please realize the error of your ways and please... I know that's completely fanciful, but that's how capitalism works. And unfortunately, there's a dark and dirty side to it, and it's really coming out in the console wars and in the ticket agency areas. So it's kind of irritating. All right, now we have went from Nintendo to Nintendo here. Apparently, this is a one of a kind item. A bunch of people who know somebody who writes at Kotaku hand stitched a baby blanket for their newborn, and the kid's really cute. Cute to begin with. So, I mean, that's what makes this picture. If you have one of those really strange-looking kids that actually looks like an alien from one of the movies, then you might not have this as being as cute of a picture. But what they did was they stitched it in blocks, and in certain ones of the blocks, they made representations of characters from Nintendo. So you have Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, a mushroom, which I can only hope is Toad, and then they have Yoshi as well. Now, there might be other characters on there, but you can't tell, but it's just pretty cool. They lifted images right out of Mario Kart DS for a pattern, so I just think it's awesome, and they really need to sell this design to Nintendo and say, hey, look, there's a market for this. Look how many people are commenting on it, and... hey, if there's anybody who's really handy out there, hey, look, there's a really easy way to make some money now, because now you have all the Nintendo geeks and everything like that who are having kids, and, you know, as gamers, we're getting older, we're getting more sophisticated, and we want to buy cool stuff that has pictures of things from our youth on it. So, hey, if I had seen this, I would have bought it. But, you know, hey. And that about wraps up the Tech Tidbit section of the Tech Cruft edition here for the Caffeination Podcast. Like I said, it's a weird slow news week here, so I wasn't really sure, you know, what exactly to put in the show. I was like, I could go any one of a number of ways, and there's a lot of stuff out there that's either really heavy or really light and kind of pointless. I mean, we're so close to Christmas, if you don't know what you're getting, it's... you're going to be on your own. You're at the whim of the supply and demand chain at this point. So I didn't want to really, you know, get into, oh, this is the Christmas list. I mean, that was what the December 8th Tech Podcast thing was about. So hopefully, you know, you're finding the news and bits of information that we're finding enjoyable. So up here from the IOTA promo net, we have a band called, one second, I just want to make sure I got this right. All right, the Groove Barbers. You can buy their music either at iTunes, Rhapsody, you can buy it at iTunes, stream it for Rhapsody, buy it at Rhapsody, or buy it at Napster, according to the links that we have in the show notes right now. So it's a whole load of stuff in there, right there. But this is from the Groove Barbers. We have their version of O Christmas Tree as a kind of a homage to the homage? I don't even know. Depends on what area you're from. But kind of in observance of Tree Day yesterday and the fact that we have a lovely Bruce, wow. It's late, folks. I'm really sorry. We have a lovely blue spruce sitting upstairs right now, just waiting for the treatment. We're going to be decorating it tomorrow night. So I'm going to have the video up sometime in between tomorrow night and Wednesday. So hopefully we'll link to that. All right, here we go with O Christmas Tree from the Groove Barbers.
O Christmas Tree, however green your branches, O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, however green your branches, not only green in summertime, but also in the wintertime. O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, however green your O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, the tree most fair and lovely. O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, the tree most fair and lovely. Each year you bring me great delight, you shine so bright on Christmas night. O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, the tree most fair and lovely. Your boughs are green in summer's glow and ever fade in winter snow. O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, upon us mirth do you bestow. O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, your candles shine so brightly. O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree, your candles shine so brightly. And every year, O Christmas Tree, you bring to me such joy and glee. The holidays you guarantee.
We love you so,
O Christmas Tree.
Again, that was O Christmas Tree from the Groove Barbers at IOTA PromoNet. Hopefully I got that right before the break. I'm going to have to actually go back and check it. If it's a screw-up, I'll leave it sit in there because, I mean, hey, you got to just take what the world's giving you right now. So hopefully you enjoyed that, and that again is at IOTA PromoNet. One thing I do have to say about that service, they really need a better name. I mean, they have interesting content, they have some good stuff here and there, but you know, the PodSafe Music Network, bam, you know what you're talking about right there. IOTA PromoNet doesn't really have, I don't know, it almost sounds like a server name from Microsoft. So, I mean, you know, all respect to the work that they're doing and that the content that they have, but if I just say the PMN or the PodSafe Music Network, it's just, bam, right out there. It's a very recognizable name. I mean, IPN. I don't know. It just doesn't flow off the tongue very well. They really need to work on that. Come back to me. You know what I mean? All right. Anyway, moving right along, we have the caffeine and food section here. We got four little articles, then we will head you on your way to face the last week before the Christmas break. We actually are really lucky in that we actually get a Christmas break in the university where I work. My wife actually works in the same university. So as of last year, our fantastic new president has given us the week in between Christmas and New Year's off. So we are off for 11, take it, glorious days. So it's going to be really, really, really nice. This week is all full of Christmas parties and fun stuff flowing all around. A little bit of work here and there, so hopefully everything will come smooth for everybody else as well. All right, well, not just clogging up your arteries at Easter anymore. Oh no, those fine folks at Cadbury have taken what little effort they like to put into things and made the Cadbury Ornament Cream Egg. Yeah, it's just basically a Cadbury cream egg with a different foil wrapper. Now, it appears they might have actually etched something different into the chocolate. Here's my problem. It's nothing new here. An ornament cream egg, it could have been huge here. They could have taken like a round ball, still had the same Cadbury egg kind of thing going to it, and put actually like a chocolate ornament hook on the top, like or an eyelid or something like that you could actually put like a real hook through. Or they could have, you know, had them in different designs or something like that, instead of like, you know, or they could have been, you know, stayed true to the egg shape and done other things. They could have had like little nutcrackers or Christmas trees or something like that on the side. I mean, there's so many different things they could have done with this, but they just seem to refoil the whole same old tired candy. I mean, everybody's like, oh my god, this is fantastic, but at the same point in time, you know, eggs are associated with Easter. You can, you know, associate eggs with Christmas if you so choose. That's perfectly fine. We're going to be doing a breakfast here at the Caffeination Lair for both families, so that's going to be fantastic. We're actually trying to start our own little tradition, but it's kind of like a brunch thing before the whole festivities for Christmas. We're doing ours in our PJs, so it should be kind of fun. But still, I mean, I don't know. These sickly sweet treats are a heart attack waiting to happen. They're unbelievably awesome. Okay, fine, so you're selling them all year long now, and I guess you have to rebrand every once in a while. It didn't really excite me like I thought it would, but I wanted to pass it along to people just because I know there are certain people out there who are unbelievably nuts about their about their Cadbury eggs. So, all right, now next up here is actually the reason that we played the drinking Christmas song. Monks create a cult brand. This is called Rare Breed by Appointment Only. There's a group of monks in Belgium. They're called the Trappists, I guess. They make a special kind of brew. None of the monks speak, but. Yes, you need to order it over 2 months in advance. You can only get 2 cases per person, or you can only order 2 cases of 24 bottles at a time. That's very badly worded there. 2 cases of 24 bottles each, I'm assuming, at a time. Each bottle is €22. So that's a lot of money. You're talking like almost $48, $50 a bottle, you know, depending on the exchange rate at that given time. But apparently this is the creme de la creme of beer. This is the absolute and utter pinnacle of what beer should be. So, all right, I would like to try this. I mean, we're going to put this on the list of things that if I ever get the chance, I will splurge to try. This is not going on the list of you know, things like the $1,000 martini. No, this apparently has been reviewed by all the best people in beer and said that these are fantastic brews. So this is something I just like to put on my Christmas list to actually find it. But still, if you're actually up in Boston, you can find Boston's Public House, and apparently they have it on the menu. But it's very rarely in stock. So I guess every 2 months or so, they get 48 bottles in, and the first 48 people to buck up a 50 or more get to try it. But still kind of interesting. Moving right along, I actually found a fun little blog called Pondering Pacaya. Now, what they have here is a fun little video about a sea level rising coffee mug. So, we're talking the standard color change technology here. It's a picture of the globe with all the different greenhouse gases and the different jet streams on it. You fill it with hot coffee, and it shows you what will happen if the polar ice caps melt. It actually, shrinks the land masses down to the size that they're going to be in the next... I think it's like 50 years or something like that. It's really sobering, which is, I guess, what coffee's supposed to be in the morning. A little depressing for my tastes. I'd much rather go with the off-and-on mug, but I know we have a lot of eco-geeks out there, a lot of environmentally-minded people, so we just thought we'd pass it along. Speaking of environmentally-minded, before we get on to the last little thing here at the Caffeination Podcast, we were actually gifted a series of licenses for... environmentally minded program that regulates the power consumption on your PC. Now, I have three of them left. So what I'm going to do is anyone who's still listening to this podcast at this time who would like to test out the software, I'm not going to tell you what the software is yet. I need to actually install it and give it a shot. If people want to wait until what I say to see what I say first, that's fine. If you'd like to give a little test for some free energy management software, please send me an email. I'll take the first three emails to come in to give out the licenses to. So other than that, you'll just have to hear what I'm talking about in the future. The product isn't really that expensive. It's a yearly license, so I think it's like $15 or $16 for a license. So if this works out, you might be tempted to buy it. Now, this is a software that regulates the power consumption of your PC when you're using it, when it's not in use, the whole nine yards. So just if that interests you, first three, you get it. Okay? Now, the next little thing we have up here, the last story actually for today's Caffeination. Like I told you, we are trending towards the end of my useful abilities here during the day. I actually found a fantastic blog called psycholiciousness.blogspot.com. They have a crazy picture. Now, this is the only place I've been able to find something on it, called the Coffee Bike, the future of urban coffee. Basically, somebody took a bike and then took a utility cart that you would attach to a bike, and they have different specs for weight ratios and everything, and built a coffee stand into it. Built a coffee stand and espresso supplier into it. Now, it was all in response to an order involving the ability to serve espresso to 2,500 people at once. So they built this little cool stand. It's a completely off the grid. It works actually on natural gas, and it has the all the supplies right in there. Now, I can't find any more information, which is really, really irritating. But it's like... I need more pictures of this thing. I mean, it's one kind of dark picture. You can see a couple little grinders and some spaces for different things. And then there's links to other different utility carriers that were considered. But it's like, no, I need more information. This is a fantastic new product. This is an interesting take on an existing ability. So, I haven't seen anybody else do anything like this. This is the rickshaw of baristas, So I'd like to see a little bit more on this. If anybody who actually wrote that blog is listening to this, we need more info. This is like teasing someone. This is like letting the scent of chocolate waft through a maternity ward, but not having it be there. You're whetting the appetite. Please help me sate the thirst now. Thank you. All right, that about wraps it up here for today's Caffeination. There's been a crazy amount of information that I actually saw today, but I couldn't find a lot of really good, honest news to give to you. And I am really at the end of my useful levels for the day. So hopefully you found the information today both useful and informative. So we wanted to just send you out in style here, as we are wont to do normally. You have been listening to the Caffeination Podcast, lovingly nestled over at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. If you'd like to send in comments, feedback, suggestion, hate mail, whatever else you'd like to throw our general direction, please send that to caffeination@gmail.com. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. We're also a proud member of the Blueberry Podcast Network. That's Blubrry. It's a social podcasting network site, kind of like MySpace for podcasts. And last but most certainly not least, we are a Puzzle Piece production. To find out more, please head on over to puzzlepiecepro.com. All right, everybody, we'd just like to thank you all for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.